This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
She said, now people in their 40s and 50s are finding themselves at the peak of their careers, wealthy, making money, but still feel that something's missing in their lives. Kenny Lombino found the only thing that could meet the needs in his life was a relationship with God the Father through the Son. Have an announcement to make. That's true for you. It's true for me. That's true for you, and it's true for me. His mind was opened up to what he needed to have in his life, repentance and forgiveness of sins. That's what I really believe was happening in his life. You don't hear preachers talk today about repentance. It's not politically correct. Even in some conservative churches, you'll never hear anything about people repenting. And yet that's where the hope is. Isn't that amazing? What Jesus himself, not somebody commenting on Christianity, but the founder, the person that Christianity is named after, Christ himself said, here's what's going to be preached in nations after my ascension into heaven. Repentance of sin and forgiveness. Repentance and forgiveness. Why shouldn't we preach about repentance and forgiveness today? Some of you know who Rick Warren is, minister at Saddleback Church in California. I think 30, 40,000 people attend there. I didn't know this about his wife, Kay. Kay, his wife, did a lot of counseling at the church when the church began. She writes a powerful story about one counseling situation. I was counseling a woman who was much older than me. She had some serious marriage problems, and I would do my very best to give her good advice. But when I would ask her a few days after the conversation if she'd implemented any of my suggestions, the woman always said, oh, no, no, and offered excuses why she couldn't do that or do this, what she had advised. It finally dawned on me, Kay said, she really wasn't interested in working on her marriage. What she wanted was someone to listen to her complaints. And she wanted someone to reassure her that it wasn't her fault that she was in a lousy marriage. When I realized, Kay said, that she never put into practice the earnest advice I gave her, I finally told her, call me back when you're ready to actually make some changes. And then Kay Warren says this powerful statement. It became the bedrock principle of my counseling ministry. Move with the movers and let go of those who aren't serious about doing the hard work of spiritual and relationship growth. Now I tell people why I'm declining to keep meeting with you is that you'll have the hope that you will take some initiative to buckle down and make the necessary changes. And she says this, I promise you, this is gold. This is gold in terms of Christian counseling. Is it possible that you and I have been dancing around some issues in our life, in our marriages, and in our relationships with our children, and somebody like Kay Warren needs to come along and said, when are you going to start putting into practice what the Word of God tells you to do? When are you going to start believing what the Word of God says about sin? When are you going to start repenting? When are you going to start seeking the forgiveness of Christ? Do you know one of the most important things a father does for a son or daughter, in my opinion, is to acknowledge a sin in front of them? Doesn't mean you have to tell them details. Son or daughter, I was wrong in what I did. I sinned, and I need the forgiveness of Christ. For a mother, wife and mother, to say, kids, I've sinned in this. I've made a mistake, and I've sought the forgiveness of God. You say, why do my kids need to hear that? Because someday they'll need to do the same thing. They'll need to do the same thing. Set the example in repentance and forgiveness of sins.
Well, this first message from the Gospel of Luke will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.